This is Poetry Off the Shelf from the Poetry Foundation, October 24th, 2007. I'm Curtis Fox. This week, Love in the Age of Global Warming. Love is like a melting glacier. And in this program, D.A. Powell is going to prove it to us, convincingly and movingly. Powell teaches at the University of San Francisco. He has published 3 books of poems. Many of them are love poems. They're complex meditations on the mortality of love, also the mortality of the things he loves, like poetry and language and even the earth itself. We're going to hear 2 of his poems in this program. The first is called Continental Divide. It begins and ends in Montana's Glacier National Park, and its central metaphor is a glacier.
It's an unexpected kind of metaphor because you don't think of a glacier as being symbolic of love, but it's a force of nature that we don't really appreciate until it's on the verge of disappearing, and then suddenly we realize that it's this extraordinary mammoth, beautiful thing. One of the tropes of the poem is that we live in a world which is on the brink of disappearing as well.
The melting ice of Glacier National Park triggers memories, memories of growing up lonely and longing in the suburbs and of early sexual encounters. The landscape and the memories then come together in a hymn to the speaker's lover, who somehow manages to bridge the terrible divide between the poet and his past, between us and the natural world.
Continental Divide. Had no direction to go but up. And this, the shadowy road, its surface graining, trickle in late thaw. Is nothing amiss? This melt, the sign assures us, natural cycle. And whoosh, the water, a dream of forgotten white. Past aspens colored in sulfur, they trembled, would, poor sinners in redemption song, shed their tainted leaves. I tell you what boy I was, writing lyrics to reflect my passions, the smell of a bare neck in summer, a thin trail of hairs disappearing below the top button of cutoffs. The thin, arched back of a cyclist straining to ascend a hill. In the starlight I wandered, streets no better than fields, the cul-de-sacs of suburbia just as treacherous, just as empty. If wood doves sang in the branches of the acacias, I could not hear them. Anyone lost in the same night was lost in another tract. The air pulsed and dandelion pollen blew from green stalks. That was all. And yes, someone took me in his car, and another against the low fence in the park at the end of our block, under the willow branches, where gnats made a furious cloud at dawn and chased us away. I knew how it felt to lie in a patch of marigolds, golden stains, the way morning swarmed a hidden rooftop, the catbirds singing. The feel of ruin upon lips rubbed raw throughout the night. Granite peaks. Here the earth has asserted itself, and the ice asserted, and human intimacies conspired to keep us low and apart. For an ice age, I knew you only as an idea of longing, a voice in the next yard whispering through the chink, a vagabond outlined against the sky among the drying grass. We journey this day to darkness. The chasm walls lift us on their scaly backs. The glaciers relinquish their secrets. That sound is the ice bowing, and the sound underneath, the trickle, the past released, disappearing. You, pinnacle of my life, stand with me on this brink, half-clouded basin caked in flat grays, the very demise of green. You have surmounted the craggy boundary between us. You open a place for me in earth, receiving my song.
D.A. Powell reading Continental Divide. That was maybe the fifth time I've heard that poem, and I've finally noticed, just this time, that nowhere do the words glacier or love appear, which somehow seems to make both of them even more of a presence. This is how D.A. Powell explains how the next poem we're going to hear came about. After a trip to Santa Cruz with his partner,
we were talking about what a wonderful outing it was. And I said, you know, it's like clams on the half shell on roller skates. And he says, what the hell does that mean? And I said, you know, it's that line from that song by Chic, Good Times. And he said, yeah, but what does it mean? And I said, I don't know. And so I wrote this poem in response to his question.
Here is D.A. Powell reading his poem, which has an incredibly long title, meditating upon the meaning of the line clams on the half shell and roller skates in the song Good Times by Chic.
Even the business of dying must be set aside occasionally. Glaucous-winged gulls drafting the last ferry across the bay. Lights of the city growing more luminous, more inviting. Who could have guessed love's a palpable thing? A dark splotch of kelp in the shoals, or a mountain lion that prowls the edge of UC's cypress woods, desires a young student, ivory mandible slack and slavering, at the amber hour snarls its empty bowels. Touch, that sensation I'd almost lost, or how to curl into another body, hermit crab style. The grouchy old man in my mirror said, bear terror, said, who's sharing your towels? Go away, you bitter cuss. It's still 1980 somewhere, some corner of your dark apartment, where the mystery of the lyric hasn't faded, and love is in the chorus, waiting to be born.
D.A. Powell's latest book is called Cocktails, and it's published by Grey Wolf Press. Take a moment and do let us know what you think of this program, where our motto is,
what does it mean? And I said, I don't know.
Email us at podcast@poetryfoundation.org. The music used in this program comes from the Claudia Quintet. For Poetry Off the Shelf, I'm Curtis Fox. Thanks for listening.